You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor here of Island Community Church. God bless you guys. Hey, happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday. TGIF wrapping up this week. Hope you've had a good week. Hope your Thanksgiving, too, was well this past week. And heading into the Christmas season, hope you guys are enjoying the Christmas music here on the stations that this program is on. WWBC at 6:30 a.m. and 5:30 and rebroadcast, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 5:30 on 91.5 WMIE. Yours truly is the one responsible for putting the Christmas music on, and it's not like a 50-50 mix as until we get to mid-December, then we'll go all Christmas, but I hope you guys are enjoying the music here on this program, on the station, 91.5 WWBC at 99.9, 100.7 FM, 94.7, 6:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the afternoon, whatever the time is. I thank you guys for joining us here. We're in the Word of God, naturally. That's what we do. Hence the name of this program, WGOD. You see, God's always broadcasting. All you got to do is go to where he speaks through his Word. That's where you're going to hear his voice. Is in his Word. The Word is supernatural. It's living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It knows what you're thinking. Jesus said, I am he who tests reins. That's the word for your intestines. Like that old saying, you know, I had a gut feeling about something. That's the Word of God. Penetrates deep. It'll reveal to you your true spiritual condition. That's kind of where we left off yesterday, looking at this bull judgments, that at this time in the world, you see, there's no repentance from this. That's why the Bible puts such a premium on the word today. The words today and the words now. Hebrews 3:5, it says, behold, today is the day of salvation. Or it says, today, pardon me, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. See, there's 2 billion people in the world that don't hear his voice. And you can turn on the news and see what that looks like. That's why the word if is there. He says, today, if you hear his voice, it's the voice of God saying to you, I love you. I want to have a relationship with you. I want you to turn to my son, Jesus Christ. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. And I, in turn, will write your name in the book of life. I will obliterate your sins by the blood of my son who died 2,000 years ago. Your sins and all of your lawless deeds, I will remember no more. And you, I will exchange your sins for life and peace. It's the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8. That's where we're going to be this Sunday. We're going through the book of Romans on Sunday. We would love to see you this Sunday morning at 10:30. We got 4 baptisms to start the service. Then we'll be looking at the end of chapter 8, maybe the most famous chapter in all the Bible. We're adopted sons and daughters of God, and all things work together for good to those that love God and those that are the called according to his purpose. That's my sermon this week. You'll hear that on the radio come Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Here now on the radio, we're looking at these last 7 plagues carried out by angels. The first plague we saw, it's these bowls. At least it's symbolic of bowls. An angel pours a bowl, the old King James calls it a vial, a bowl, on a particular thing, and then as a result of that, there's a particular judgment. The first bowl was poured out on the earth, producing grievous sores, malignant ulcers. I've translated that. Funny how the Greek word for malignant, like we associate with cancer all the time, is the word poneros, and it's a proper name for the devil himself. When Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, he said, deliver us from the whole poneros, the evil one. First angel pours out his bowl on the earth, producing cancerous ulcers. See, God doesn't want this for you. That's why you've got the word today. That's why the word if is in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5. If that doesn't apply to you, then you'll change the dial. And you're not going to care, just like the 3 billion people out here in the world today don't. I mean, when you call yourself pride, and the very thing that you call yourself is the very thing that's going to condemn you to hell, that's what this looks like. The word if is no longer in your vocabulary. Romans chapter 1, he says it three times that God is going to give people up at a certain day and at a certain time. The kindness of God that leads to repentance no longer is going to be available to you and will no longer lead you to repentance. This is not what God wants for you. Malignant ulcers, cancers. Hell is a place prepared for the devil and his angels, Jesus said. Not for you. My Bible says God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. But the time is coming, friend, when the grace of God is going to run out in your life. That's why the word today is in the Bible. Today, if you hear his voice, today, if you are still able to hear Pastor Paul tell you that God loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross so that you could be reconciled back to God. The Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. And he's committed to us, he's committed to me, this message, this word of reconciliation. I'm here today to tell you, as God's spokesman today, for this 30 minutes at least, that the charge over you, friend, is that God loves you. God loves you. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God demonstrates his own love towards you in that while you were still a sinner, Jesus Christ died for you. That is, he died for you on your worst day. While you were yet sinners, he died for you. These judgments, this bowl bringing on malignant ulcers, this is not God's plan for you. His plan for you is salvation through Jesus Christ. I was preaching this last week, not John 3:16, John 3:17. It says, he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, because men love darkness rather than light. Are you sick and tired of darkness yet, friend, in your life? Let me encourage you, like we ended up yesterday's program. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ today, while it's still today. Today, if you're able to hear his voice, if you are able to take to heart today me telling you that God loves you. Remember, Jesus died for that message, friend. They strung him up on a cross and killed him, ultimately, because of his message. I'm the Son of God. God loves you so much. God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, Jesus said to everyone who overcomes this evil world, he said, I will keep them out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world to test those that dwell on the earth. This does not have to be your future if you will call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn from your sins. That's what the word repent means. Metanoia is the Greek word. Change your mind. Go in the other direction. Do an about face. Leave your sins behind. Walk away. Let his cleansing fire obliterate your sins. Hebrews chapter 8, he says he'll remember your sins no more. God will actually have amnesia with your sins when you turn and repent of them and put them under the blood. That is, Jesus died, shed his blood. Without the shedding of blood, the Bible says, there can be no forgiveness of sins. It's the blood of the Son. The blood is the life. This doesn't have to be your lot here today on this Friday. These seven judgments. The first one on the earth produced malignant ulcers. The second bowl judgment on the sea, every living thing in the sea dies. The third bowl on the fresh waters, same thing happens. The fourth bowl poured out on the sun, it says, and it scorched men with fire. Melanoma to the nth degree. The fifth bowl judgment was poured out on the throne of the Antichrist. This produced darkness, same as we read in Exodus chapter 10, verse 23, when it says it was so dark that people couldn't even move. It was so dark. Now, here we see this plague once again. The sixth plague, where we're going to start our program here today, is this bowl is poured out on the Euphrates River, which paves the way for this last battle of Armageddon, and is going to dispatch these frog demons. That was the name of this sermon when I preached it originally. It was Revelation 16, the bowl judgments, or why I dislike frogs. Revelation chapter 16. Let's pick it up now here in verse 13. Actually, verse 12. So this sixth bowl judgment, the bowls poured on the Euphrates River. The end result, the Euphrates River is dried up. Revelation 16, 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings of the east, the kings from the east, might be prepared. Now, on the other side of this river, the kings from the east, China, North Korea. Verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon. Isn't that eerie how it's sometimes in the darkness, maybe you go into your kitchen and you look out your kitchen window and you look, and there's this frog on the windowsill and it's just peering inside, looking at you in the darkness. Man, oh man, this text here, and this is why I don't care for frogs all that much. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the... Now, catch the Trinity here. Instead of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now you're going to see Satan's copy of the true Trinity as his own Trinity. He has instituted his own Trinity with himself as the head. Revelation 16, 13. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast. Now, there's your proof that Satan is not the Antichrist. Notice the distinction. They're not the same people. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Now, there's your proof again that who this Revelation 13, 11 through 18 is. It's not just me that calls him the false prophet. The Bible here calls him the false prophet. Make no mistake who this person is. He's not the false politician. He's not a false apostle. He's not a false Christ. He's not a false this or that. He's a false prophet. Thus says the Lord, calls fire down out of heaven, like perhaps the greatest Old Testament prophet. I saw three unclean spirits. Let's try this for the fourth time. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and to the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Make no mistake, friend, many times where these lying false signs and lying wonders come from, people calling down fire out of heaven, which we're about to see, some of the muck you see out here today, they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to that battle of the great day of God Almighty. Verse 15, behold, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gathered them together to that place called in Hebrew Armageddon. That is the mountain of Megiddo. Har, H-A-R, mountain, the mountain of Megiddo. You can go there today and visit it. So let's look at this here in our remaining 9 minutes here today. First, the dried up river, literal or figurative? I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. But what transpires is obvious, though there's no reason not to take this literal, but it really doesn't matter, is that God is orchestrating things. God is allowing this to happen. These guys can't do this on their own. He is allowing these people to do these things. He allowed the false prophet to give life to something. So angels are carrying us out. Here it's demons. Literal or figurative, I don't know. All that's important is that God is the one behind the scenes orchestrating all things. And it's the angels who are doing something in the spiritual realm that enables the battle of Armageddon. Make no mistake about it, the battle of Armageddon, when it comes, is because of the supernatural work of God here allowing demons to dry up the river. So I would say then it's literal, and B, you know, I keep reading and hearing these stories on the news and the stupid stuff on Facebook. Oh, they've built a device now that can dry up the Euphrates River. Everyone's trying to usher in the tribulation. But this is not a man-made device. They're not going to build Hoover Dam on the Euphrates River. Demons are going to be sent there to do this, not man. Man's not going to build a dam. Satan, God is going to allow these demons to come out here. This is demons that do this, not man building something. Also, in verse 13 again, is why Pastor Paul does not care for frogs. Apparently to John, hear me now, these demons looked like frogs. So think twice the next time one is peering through your window. According to John, they look like frogs. Man, oh man, that's just always keep that in memory here. To the man who wrote the book of Revelation, the demons look like frogs to him. Again, notice too the unholy trinity and how these are three individuals. It's not a world system. The Antichrist, don't believe that muck that some churches put out here, that there's no such person as the Antichrist. The beast is just a system. It's just a world system. I hear that before by some of these liturgical churches out here that don't interpret literal. That's the problem. That was our problem when we started the book of Revelation 9 months ago, is you need to interpret these things literal if possible. That this beast, these are individuals. right here proves it to you. Revelation 19:20 proves it to you. When the beast and the false prophet are cast in, it says these two are cast into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. These are individuals. These are individuals. Dragon, the dragon from chapter 12, we understood the dragon, that serpent of old. So that dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called Diabolos and Satanus. Him and his angels and his demons with him were cast out of heaven. And he was wroth, angry, that is, because his time was short. So the dragon is Satan. The beast is the Antichrist, the last world ruler, the government ruler, the last government ruler who's going to force you to take a mark, who's going to force you to do what the government says in order to buy or sell. We know how that looks like here today in 2025. We understand, because governments today have tried to force us to do something in order to buy or sell. They tried to force us to get a vaccine. They try to force you to wear a mask. They try to force you to do something in order to buy or sell. Can't go into the supermarket. Can't open your business unless you do what the government says. We see what that looks like. Now we don't have to wonder what that looks like. Now in this age, things are all lined up where we can see what these things look like now. And this last frog-looking thing, he said, the false prophet. So these demons are going to be sent forth on all four points of the compass, north, south, east, and west, to influence world leaders to engage in war. Perhaps the same things as we see today. Remember, the demons go around the world and they lie to world leaders. They whisper in their ears and they lie and deceive world leaders into entering into war. Then in verse 15, he says, behold, I'm coming as a thief. What do thieves steal? What do thieves steal? They steal valuables. They don't steal what's worthless. They steal valuables. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame, he says. So blessed is the one who watches and keeps. Watches and keeps. Watches by always looking up, like the Son of God instructed us to do. Right? Watch. Watch therefore, he says, many times. Greek word, gregoreo, watch. Hebrews 9:28 said he's coming a second time apart from sin. To everyone, all of you and I who look for him, it says in the old King James Version. That's who he's coming back for. To everyone that's looking for him. Watch by always looking up. And blessed is he. Here's another beatitude. The seven beatitudes of the book of Revelation. Blessed is he who watches. Blessed is he who keeps. And that is, keeps his garments. Remember, a thief does not come. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I say to you, don't let Satan steal your breeches. Verse 17, then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there was lightnings and thunders and noises. And there was a great earthquake, such as not has occurred since men were on the earth. So great an earthquake. So great! Exclamation point. Now the great city was divided into three parts. This is Revelation 16:19. The great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell. And Babylon the Great was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the rage of his wrath. Then every island fled, and the mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone weighing a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of hail, since this plague was exceedingly severe. Now a talent, back in the day when John wrote this, all depending on what type of talent, could be anywhere from 75 to 90 pounds. Imagine that. If you drop a penny off the Empire State Building, it would go right through you. Imagine having a talent. Imagine that. 75 to 90 pounds. Listen to this. Listen to what God said to Job. This goes back to Job chapter 38, verse 22. This is when God hits Job with this string. It's like 70 rhetorical questions. Listen to this interesting thing that God said to Job. Job 38, 22. He says, have you entered the treasury of snow? Or have you seen the treasury of hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war? Interesting, isn't it? Job, we believe, is the oldest book of the Bible. And God said to Job countless years ago that reserved up in heaven. Like, can you imagine you're just walking around up in heaven and you see all these rooms, you know? You got one room, you got a door there that says broom closet. Not that one. You keep on walking. The next door, it says hail. And it's reserved up in heaven. It's been waiting. It's been waiting for the call. It's been waiting for God's call. Like all of these end times players, they're in God's green room. They're waiting for the call. Here you even have hail. Waiting, reserved for this time, this day and time of trouble. We're at a time. We're going to have to end it up right there for today on this Friday. Remember, this is not God's lot for you. God's lot for you is salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. For all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And whoever overcomes, he says, I will keep them out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world. I keep reading that to you. If you keep having this radio station tuned in, that's because the Spirit of God is still drawing you. If not, you would change the dial to something else. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. And today, if you hear his voice, let me encourage you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ today. These plagues do not need to fall upon you. These are for people that are upset that God loves them. May that not be you today. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.